नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर 25 टेक्स्ट 25 सतां प्रसंगान मम बीर्ज संविदो भवन्ति हृत्कर्ण रसायन कथा तज्जोषनाद आशु अपवर्ग वर्तमनी श्रद्धा रतिर भक्तिर अनुक्रमिष्यति सतां प्रसंगान मम वीर्य संविदो भवन्ति हृत्कर्ण रसायना कथा तज्जोषनादाश्यपवर्ग वर्तमनि श्रद्धा रतिर्भक्तिरनुक्रमिष्यति सतां प्रसंगान मम वीर्य संविदो भवन्ति हृत्कर्ण रसायना कथा तज्जोषनादस्यापवर्ग वर्त्मनि श्रद्धा रतिर्भक्तिरनुक्रमिष्यति सतां प्रसंगान मम वीर्य संविदो भवन्ति हृत्कर्ण रसायना कथा तज्जोषनादश्व अपवर्ग वर्त्मनि श्रद्धा रतिर्भक्तिरनुक्रमिष्यति
सायना
कथा
Masajis. Satam of pure devotees, Prasangat, through the association, Mama, my, Virya, wonderful activities, Sambidaha, by discussion of, Bhavanti, become, Rit, to the heart, Karna, to the ear, Rasayana, pleasing, Katha, the stories, Tat, of that, Joshanat, by cultivation, Ashu, quickly, Apovarga, of liberation, Bhartmani, on the path, Shraddha, firm faith, Rati, attraction, Bhakti, devotion, Anukramishyati, will follow in order. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In the association of pure devotees, yes, discussion of the pastimes of activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then, real devotion and devotional service begin. Please repeat after me. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed, and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek the association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Sorry. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. One must give up the association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees, because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Generally, people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth because they do not associate with devotees. They cannot understand that the Absolute Truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter, and unless one has personal understanding of the Absolute Truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or any other Vedic literature wherein the activities of the Lord are described. They think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories, because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees. And by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path of liberation is open and he is freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with the Lord. The devotee who makes this association develops this consciousness for rendering service to the Lord, and then being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. So today is the final day of our retreat. Our purpose of this retreat is coming to its conclusion. Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In the morning we had been discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, and in the afternoon or in the late morning we are discussing about Bhagavad Gita. And through both these scriptures, we are coming to the conclusion, coming to the understanding that devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate spiritual activity. And that only leads to our ultimate spiritual destination and enables us to achieve that destination. In Srimad Bhagavatam classes, we selected these teachings of Kapila Dev. Only 3 days, 4 days, I think, we had the Bhagavatam class. And we are finding from this few days of discussion, what is the ultimate goal of life? Devotional service. Kapil Dev very wonderfully described that devotional service is the ultimate spiritual activity. There are various types of spiritual activities, but devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, bhakti, is the ultimate spiritual activity. And all the other yoga system, all the other spiritual processes are simply subservient and subordinate and substantiating spiritual devotional service. They are there as different levels, as different rungs. And devotional service is so wonderful that it is simply, it's very easy. And that's what Kapil Dev has pointed out. That the devotional service is not at all difficult. We, in devotional service, we do not have to give up anything. Giving up becomes difficult. To give up anything, to change anything becomes difficult. To give up something becomes very difficult. Whether it is simple habits or big addiction. To give up anything is difficult. But this pure devotional service is so wonderful that here we don't have to give up anything. We simply have to shift the object of our activities from material attachment, or the material attachments that we have, we simply have to shift them towards Krishna. Whatever you are doing, there is no rejection of anything. Krishna is pointing out, what is devotional service? Jat karosi, jadasnasi, jat juhasi, dadasi jat, jat tapushushi konteya, tat kurusha madarpana. You don't have to stop doing anything. But whatever you are doing, just do it for me. That is the simple formula. Jat karosi, whatever you do, you don't have to stop your actions. You continue acting. Jad asnasi, you don't have to stop eating. Whatever you eat. Jat juhasi, whatever you offer in sacrifice. Jat tapososhi, whatever austerities you perform. Dadasi jat, whatever you give. Tat kurusha madarpanam, just offer them to me. So, no negation. It's an absolutely positive act. There's nothing negative in this. Everything is positive. Jat karosi, jad asnasi. People think that to take to spiritual life, we have to stop action, we have to stop eating, we have to stop drinking, we have to stop breathing, we have to stop everything. But, in devotion, when you come to a platform of devotional service, then you realize there's nothing to stop, nothing to give up. Yes, materialistic people have to start from the platform of stopping, because all their activities are wrong. So when you're doing something wrong, then you have to stop. But devotional service, pure devotional service, is giving us the information about the right action. So they're saying that stop, don't have to stop doing wrong actions, just start doing right action. There is no stopping. It's simply doing the right thing. That is how wonderful it is. And how to render devotional service to Krishna? Through the agency, through the via medium of Krishna's devotees. Doing it to Krishna can become difficult. Doing it for Krishna. For two reasons. One reason is that Krishna is beyond our sense perception. So if we do something, we do not know whether we are doing it right or wrong. But if we do it through the via medium of Krishna's devotee, with whom we can have a dealing, we can have a direct association, we can have a direct reciprocation, they can tell us what is right and what is wrong. They can tell us whether Krishna is pleased with us or not. Because they are acting as a via media. They know Krishna. They know what Krishna likes. They know what Krishna doesn't like. They know what we should do and they know what we shouldn't do. Therefore, they guide us. That's why Krishna time and time again is pointing out that if you want to approach me, then approach me through the via medium of my devotee. Not directly. That's one reason. Another reason is, Krishna is so great, Krishna is so big, Krishna is so opulent, it's practically impossible to please Krishna. What can we offer to Krishna that will please Him? As I gave the example the other day, a rich man is very difficult to be pleased. Because he has everything. No matter whatever you give him, it will be insignificant. Unless and until you give him something really remarkable. Costing millions of rands. Then he'll say, okay, fine, thank you very much. But then also he may forget you, because so many people are giving him so many things. Trying to win his confidence, trying to win his favor. But it may be difficult to please the rich man, but it's not difficult to please rich man's little son. The little son, if you can offer him something, some simple thing that he likes, don't cost very much. Maybe a candy bar or gulab jamun. The child is pleased with that. And when the father sees that the child, his son is pleased, then the father becomes pleased. Father becomes favorably disposed to that person. So Krishna's devotees are like Krishna's own children. Krishna's devotees are very dear to Krishna. And when Krishna sees that they are pleased, then Krishna becomes pleased. So that is why it is important to approach Krishna through the via medium of his devotees. It is important that we render our service to Krishna through the via medium of his devotees. Then Kapildev considered, who is a devotee? How do you recognize a devotee? What are the qualifications of a devotee? How to recognize a devotee? And he is pointing out the qualifications of a devotee. These are the qualifications of a devotee. And now he is pointing out what happens in the association of devotees. When we are in touch with the devotees, when we are in contact with the devotees, then what happens? Satang prasangan. Satang means devotees. Sadhus, bhaktas, pure devotees of the Lord. And when we are in their association, there what happens? Mama virja sambido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kata. Virja sambhido, very wonderful activities of Krishna are revealed to us. When we are in the association of devotees, what we are exposed to, what happens when we are in the association of devotees? We get to hear about Krishna. We get to hear about Krishna's wonderful activities, or we get to hear about how to spread Krishna consciousness. Devotees don't have any other occupation. When you're in the association of devotees, we'll be hearing about Krishna. And Krishna Katha is so wonderful that it pleases our heart. It is very soothing and enlivening to our ears. Karna randhra patho diya ridi majhe probeshiya bodhishoy shudha anukhan. This Krishna Katha enters through the passage of our ear hole. And it enters into the region of our heart. Through the passage of the ears, it enters into the region of our heart. And there it begins to shower the nectar. And that's why it becomes so pleasing. Actually, Krishna Katha must be heard through the heart. It must be received in the heart. And that transmission takes place only in the association of devotees. And therefore the transformation takes place. There are many Bhagavatam reciters, especially in India, you come across, and nowadays they're traveling around also. Nowadays, when you go to Vrindavan, you see everywhere there is a poster, Bhagavat Katha, Bhagavat Katha. But all these Bhagavat Kathakars, they're very expert in reciting Bhagavatam. They know the Bhagavatam verses very nicely. Many of them have been studying in Gurukul, and from their childhood they are reading Bhagavatam, they are learning to recite Bhagavatam. And they know Bhagavatam, the verses, the activities of Krishna in Bhagavatam. They sing also very nicely. They're very expert. Their presentation can be quite captivating. And thousands of, not only thousands, I mean actually 10, 20, 30,000 people come to their Bhagavad Katha. But, although so many people come and listen with rapt attention, but their heart is not transformed. They don't become devotees. So many people come, but they don't become affected by those Bhagavad Katha. On the other hand, we notice Prabhupada's Bhagavatam presentation is not really that, apparently that impressive. Rather, Prabhupada's presentation is so heavy. You rascal. No music. It's all thunderbolt. But the result is that after the Bhagavatam, after hearing Prabhupada's Bhagavat Katha, their life is completely transformed. Why? Because Prabhupada's Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's informations, Prabhupada's instructions are entering right into the heart. Why? Because Prabhupada is a devotee of Krishna, pure devotee of Krishna. And Prabhupada's followers also presenting the Bhagavad Katha in the same way. Prabhupada's style of presentation. Not having an orchestra. That's how they present actually. The Bhagavad Kathakars, the professionals. They have an orchestra sitting there. And they sing. And they make a big still there. Big show. But, yes, many people come. And they also have a nice source of income. But nothing beyond that. They get what they want. People also get what they want. And what is the bottom line? Cheaters and the cheated. Cheaters and the cheated. But what happens in the Satang Prasangan, in the association of pure devotees of the Lord? That Mamo Bircha Sambhida Bhavante Ritkarna Rasayana Gatha. They may not create a sensation to our senses. These mundane impressions are what? Their jurisdiction, their region are only the senses. But the transcendental message penetrates through the heart, penetrates through the coverings of the heart and enters into the heart. And the result is Krishna consciousness develops in the heart. Krishna is perceived. Krishna is felt in the heart. Krishna becomes a reality. Krishna becomes a reality and our relationship with Krishna becomes real. So that is the the effect of listening to Krishna Katha from the devotees of the Lord. And this word virja has another connotation. Virja means powerful. Virja. Prowess. Power. So this Krishna Katha is so powerful that Maya becomes completely destroyed. That is the effect of Krishna Katha in the association of devotees. Maya is extremely powerful. Durattaya, mama maya durattaya. Krishna is saying that this maya, my maya, is impossible to surmount, impossible to overcome. But Krishna katha is so powerful that maya becomes immediately defeated. So that is the virja sambhido ritkarna rasayana katha. And as a result of that, what happens? Tadjoshana rasu apavarga vartmani. The apavarga. Pavarga means the mundane involvement, materialistic existence. The Sanskrit alphabet is according to vargas. Ka varga, cha varga, ta varga, ta varga, pa varga. Ka cha ta ta pa. Like ka varga is ka kha ga gha ya. Then kha varga, ga varga, ka cha varga, ka cha ta varga, then ta varga, then finally pa varga. Pa varga is pa fa ba bha ma. Pa means, pa stands for, this alphabet pa stands for parishram, struggle. Material existence is full of struggle. And as a result of struggle, fa. Fa stands for fena. We start to foam in the mouth. The English word also is in the fa varga. With fa alphabet. Fena. We start to foam in the mouth. And ba stands for byartha. Everything is useless. All that you have done with so much endeavor, all turns to a big zero. Nothing. Bartha. Futile. Bha. And then what happens? Bha stands for bhai, fear. And then ma stands for mrittu, death. Finally, everything is overcome by death. Finished. In one stroke, everything is wiped out. Big man made so many billions of dollars, created so many multinational companies, acquired so much power and position. But death takes him away from everything, or takes away from everything, takes away from him, takes everything away from him. So this is the materialistic life. Now awe, the word awe is nullifying all that. Awe pa means all this pa varga is now nullified. So what is apa then? Therefore apa varga means nullification of the pa varga. It stands for liberation. So apa varga vartmani, the path of liberation becomes wide open. Not only wide open, we find that it's beautifully paved also. And as a result of that, what happens? Shraddha, ratir, bhakti, anukramishyati. Gradually, this spiritual advancement takes place, which begins from shraddha. Shraddha then leads to rati. Rati means attachment. Then it leads to bhakti, love for Krishna. Anukramishyati gradually develops. First phase is Shraddha. Next phase is attachment. Then final stage is bhakti or prema. Love. So this is the result of the association of Satam. Association of the devotees of the Lord. In the association of devotees of the Lord, we will develop attachment to Krishna. How? Ashraddha will be develop faith in Krishna and the process of Krishna consciousness. Why? Because we get to hear about Krishna. And when you hear from them, it makes sense. It makes sense. It makes us aware that yes, what he is saying is right. So that is the difference between the so-called Bhagavat Kathakars and pure devotees of the Lord. Yesterday Shyamalal Prabhu was telling that how the business people in Vrindavan have benefited from Srila Prabhupada. It's true. And this is another kind of businessman. These Bhagavat Kathakars are another kind of businessman. Because of Prabhupada's mercy, their business is also flourishing. Before Prabhupada established Krishna, nobody wanted to hear about Bhagavat Katha from them. They were there, actually generation after generation, these Goswamis and things, they were these families, they were cultivating Krishna consciousness in their own way. They also have been classified as upper sampradayas. The Jati Goshai is an upper. Jati means caste Goswami. Goswami is not by birth. Goswami is by qualification. Goswami, one who has controlled his senses, he is a Goswami. Not because my father is a Goswami, I am a Goswami. My father may be a Goswami, but if I am a Godas, then it's better that I recognize myself as Godas and try to become Krishna Das. That's an honest approach. But they're very proud. I'm Goswami. My ancestors have been worshipping in the temples of Vrindavan for so many generations. It's fine. It's a pious birth, no doubt. But the point is that their presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam, no matter how erudite, no matter how artistic it may be, no matter how pleasing it may also sound, and profound it may appear, but unless and until one is situated in the platform of pure devotion, their presentation will not have any effect. On the other hand, a pure devotee's presentation, whether it comes in the form of a sweet music or a deadly thunderbolt, it will have its effect. And lobomatra sadhu sangha, even a moment, not a moment, 1/11th part of a second, the association of a devotee can deliver us from the dangerous entanglement of this material nature. So that is the result of the association of the devotees of the Lord. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I hope you derive some benefit out of this retreat. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes, Lokobandhu Prabhu.
Maharaj, he said there are two types of Bhagavatas. The book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam. Which is more powerful?
Yeah, obviously. You know the answer. Obviously, the person Bhagavat. Because book Bhagavat becomes alive due to the person Bhagavat. If we have the book Bhagavat but doesn't have, don't have the per, the person Bhagavat's association, the book Bhagavat may not become manifest. The book Bhagavatam becomes manifest or becomes alive through the person Bhagavat. Thank you, Lokabandhu Prabhu. Oh yeah, right. I have a few questions here. Hare Krishna Maharaj, do we still need to desire or have desires once we become engaged in devotional service? Yes, you need to have desires and you have to continue to have desires, but those desires are going to be transcendental desires. That is, desire to serve Krishna, desire to please Krishna, desire to serve Krishna's devotees, and increase that service more and more. So there is no cessation of desire at any moment. On the, when you come to the spiritual platform of devotional service, then I can tell you one thing, that your desires are going to increase more and more. They are not going to stop, but they are going to increase. Maharaj, how do we weigh devotional service to Guru than devotional service at temple? How do we weigh devotional service to Guru and devotional service at temple? You see, temple is, a temple and Guru, they are synonymous. Like, devotional service is devotional service. Like, say for example, you are going out and distribute books in the streets. Is this different from serving in the Krishna in the temple? No. So, it is, all the services are centered around Krishna, and Krishna is the center of the temple. And temple is the place where Krishna is. So wherever Krishna consciousness is spreading, that is devotional service. Maharaj, how can we explain the fact that devotees, after listening to Srimad Bhagavatam classes for years and performing intense active devotional service, still maintain a desire and taste for watching mundane films or watching televisions? Well, you see, the point I'll make here is that, you know, if you want to find faults, there's no end to it. Because, you know, we have expertise in one quality. We're very expert in that. So since you are so expert in finding faults, then the best place to find fault is your own self. Instead of finding faults of devotees, what they are doing and what they should do, I think it will be very, very wonderful, and you'll find great joy and derive an incredible transcendental benefit if you apply that wonderful quality to yourself. Maharaj, is there a hope that because of the purity of the Bhagavatam verses, the audience may one day become purified to some extent? Why one day? Right now. That is the potency of Bhagavatam verses. One Bhagavatam verse can make you into a pure devotee, if you properly apply. Not only Bhagavatam, even Srimad Bhagavad Gita. That is the power of the scripture, because they are not mundane sound vibrations. their transcendental message, their transcendental sound vibration, their mantras. Now, all these verses are actually mantras. And these mantras have the ability to transform not one or two persons, the entire world. Dearest Maharaj, with full respect, may humbly submit that we feel a thirst of more kirtan in your divine presence. If your health and time permits, please have more kirtan. Yes, I will try to have more kirtan. You see, one thing is, of course, that my health was not very good. And actually, when I came, I don't know whether you all know, you see, just before I left India, I had jaundice. Apart from all that complications my body had, like a heart attack last year and so forth, then just before coming, I had jaundice. And jaundice is one thing that makes you very weak. And so I was quite weak, and when I came, then I developed some fever. And so I was in a pretty bad shape when I came here. And so that is, of course, my health was one consideration. But the other thing also was that since this is the first program, I was not fully involved in it. You see, one thing few things we do, and few things we don't do, like, you know, we don't have so many aratiks when we have these seminars. Because aratik you can always have in the temple. Like, in the evening session that we used to have, generally, that we had in Europe and in America, in the evening we didn't have aratik. We simply had kirtan. So there was solid 1 hour kirtan, which we missed out this time. And when I saw that the program has been set, I didn't want to change it. I thought, well, let's just go ahead with this program. And the way we do it, like, only in the morning there is, say, Mangal Arati, Guru Puja, everything put together. Like, and we sang only Gurvashtakam and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because Gurvashtakam actually is Guru Puja. When you're singing Gurvashtakam, you're worshipping Srila Prabhupada. So that was there, and the most of the time was actually spent in Krishna Katha and kirtans. Though we are having kirtans even in the afternoon, like, anyway, I mean, this time I couldn't really get into that, and unfortunately, next time we'll organize it in a more systematic way. And also because there were so many of you participating, that the Prabhupada Katha session became quite a difficult one to handle. You know how many people spoke last night? How many devotees spoke last night? 45. So, generally in that, after, you know, if it was not going on for so long, we could have had half an hour, 1 hour kirtan after Prabhupada Katha. But because I had to fit in everybody, we couldn't really. Anyway, next time we'll do it better. And today, anyway, let me see what we can do today. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Is there any other question? Yeah.
You just opened your Katamaras and you said 1/11th part of the second association. First time you came across that, but I just wanted to know.
Oh, the word, the expression lover. Lover means 1/11th part of the second.
Yes.
Maharaj, the truth is very dear to Krishna. Now, who is this personality? And what actually happened in Krishna consciousness?
Well, the Mr. Flute, or Master Flute, in whichever way you want to describe him, he hails from the bamboo family. And because he has such an exalted position, that the whole family feels proud about him. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the bamboo family has a very close relationship. When he comes, say, when he came as Lord Ramchandra, the Mr. Bamboo, one of the descendants of the bamboo family became his beau. Similarly, when Krishna came, before that we can also consider, when he came, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then a descendant, a member of the bamboo family became his sannas danda. And when Krishna comes, Krishna selects one of the members of the bamboo family to be his flute. And the position of Krishna's flute is so exalted that, you see, the highest relationship with Krishna is the conjugal relationship. The relationship that the gopis have with Krishna. And in that relationship, one of the most intimate exchange is kissing. They're dying to receive that good fortune. Drink the nectar from Krishna's lotus mouth. Now, they become envious of bamboo, who appeared as a flute. That, look, we are dying to have the touch of Krishna's lips, and this personality, only Krishna knows what pious activities he had performed, that he is constantly drinking that nectar from Krishna's lotus mouth. And when the nectar from Krishna's lotus mouth flows through the passage of bamboo flute, it creates such an incredible effect that everything loses its normal quality and develops a quality which is diametrically opposed to that. Is dharma, the quality means dharma, so it starts to act in a totally opposite way. Like for example, Jamuna starts to flow in the opposite direction. Right? The stones begin to become, the stones become liquid. And liquid becomes sand. And living beings who are dynamic, they all become inert. So this is the effect of the nectar when it flows through Krishna's flute. Only when it flows through this particular personality, this is what happens. So that's why this flute is a very, very special personality. His name is Vamsi. Yeah, he has various names also. Murli, Venu. So these are the names of this descendant of the bamboo family. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.